Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. It's the first Monday of October 2015. Kind of hard to believe, huh? You have tuned in to Pull It Together with Erica Black, and I am Erica Black, a certified holistic life coach and the owner of my practice called Pull It Together, where I help people move forward and have better lives with purpose, intention, and joy, right? Life should be worth the living, right? I've got a dear friend. His father is in hospice, went into hospice last week. And anyway, I've spent some time with her. And so prayers, really, just for their whole family, if you would do that. But, you know, I see a life well lived in this man. I see family, I see love, you know, supported friendship, definitely in these experiences. And, you know, I mean, he lived a great life. He loved really well. His children definitely love him. And, you know, when someone's dying or someone's on the cusp of the next life, right, it's time, a real big time for reflection. It's not necessarily a pleasant experience for the people that are going to remain, and not probably for the person that's, you know, on their way. But, you know, it's part of life. You know, I've watched my friend bravely. She doesn't even really have, this is only the second death that she's really experienced in her life. I, on the other hand, have had quite a few people, quite a few loved ones pass away in my lifetime, so I don't really know that, you know, it makes it easier. It's just, you deal with some things, maybe you're used to dealing with some things, but depending upon who the person is, you know, I mean, of course, it's her father, so it's a whole different relationship. But, you know, even in those times, you know, there is a beauty to life, even when some sad things happen, you know, there's a lovely quality, and there can be a sense of joy and peace that maybe doesn't make sense under the circumstances. You know, I mean, it's definitely a transition for sure, but that's not what we're talking about today. Could probably a nice topic for another show. Today, October is actually, you can say it's said a couple different ways, National Anti-Bullying Month, also National Bullying Prevention Month. Anyway, we're against the whole idea of people being bullies. I mean, you know, kids are bullies a lot, you know, kids are bullied at school and so forth. And, you know, it's really bad, it's really damaging to the victims of bullying, and it can actually make them so drawn and sad and feel so bad about themselves that some of these children take their own lives. It's horrible. There are also bullies, you know, I see adults who are bullies, maybe road rage people, or, you know, people that you run into and they just have to say something mean to you, like, where'd that come from, and they don't even know me, right? So it's just an ugly business. So we're out to stomp out bullying today, right? But also, October is a pretty busy month. It's actually also Breast Cancer Awareness Month, right? And it's also an awareness month for SIDS, pregnancy, and infant loss. So, you know, October is kind of a busy month, all kinds of awareness is going on. We're going to focus on the bullying aspect today. And anyway, so I'm Erica Black. Thank you for joining me today. I think it's my goal to help people live better lives, better and happier lives. And definitely when bullying is present, that's not a good thing. Today, October 5th, actually is anti-bullying, stomp out bullying, blue shirt day. So if you're not wearing a blue shirt, you might want to go get one on, right? It's the first Monday of every October, and of course today is the first Monday of October. So wear your blue shirt, you know, stand up and stand out for stopping the bullying. So, I mean, I want to know, have you ever been bullied or ever been a bully? You know, I think most of us have been on each side of that scenario at least sometime in our life. I know I was kind of an easy target when I was growing up. You know, I was kind of that really sweet person that had a hard time standing up for herself. So I was bullied a lot, you know, over the years growing up and in school. But I also remember two younger girls in my neighborhood that I recall pushing around because I was older and because I could. And then I felt bad about it. It gave me a sense of power at the moment. So what really causes someone to be a bully? Are they superior and entitled to bully others? No, not really. But bullies need to feel superior, right? Because they really believe that they are inferior. It comes out of a low self-esteem, really. You know, these kids and, you know, like we said, can be adults also, by and large, have an insecurity about themselves. You know, maybe their parents, when they were growing up, or an adult that they admired, withheld approval from them or berated them for their supposed inadequacies, you know, or maybe they just lack some social skills to just be themselves, and they perceive that the only way that they'll be liked is if they have some sense of power, right? So they act as if, they act like they're really cool and big, and they put someone down in order to raise themselves up, right? But, you know, other possibilities of bullying would be, you know, any kind of hate, like a racial hate or religious hate, you know, that could be cause for a bully, just kids being taught hatred. You know, either that they are held down and put down by their peers, and, you know, so their response is to take it out on other people, or, you know, it could be hate that's taught. You know, kids don't come into the world hating. No child is born into the world with hate in their heart, but children learn what they live. We talked about that plenty of times on the show. So if a child's taught hate, then they will learn how to hate. If they're taught bullying behavior, they can learn that too. Whatever's modeled to them is how they're going to act in the world, right? So parenting is real important. So what can we do? What can we do, and what can we teach our kids to do about bullying? Well, I talked earlier, I said that I was an easy target for bullying when I was a kid. You know, a fair assessment of the most likely to get club would include soft-spoken, nice people that don't have a big ego and don't feel the need to be macho. People that aren't attention seekers but kind of do their own thing. Also, you know, some individuals that have trouble setting and keeping appropriate boundaries with others and standing up for themselves. You know, some kids just don't march to the same drum as most kids do, right? They're a little different, a little quirky, and that threatens some other kids. I'll never forget, my son came home from middle school completely devastated one day. He had been bullied, and I was so mad, furious. But I realized there was nothing that I could do about it. Because it wasn't really physically threatening, it was just more emotionally harmful. You know, if it went on for an extended period of time, or if he was in physical danger, I believe that, then I would have gotten involved for sure. You know, maybe the school or the police, you know. It wasn't that serious of a situation, it was just that some kids said some really mean things to him and really hurt his feelings. And, you know, in the real world, not everybody's going to be kind to our children or to us, right? Because people are walking around with a whole lot of stuff going on behind the surface, a whole lot of anger, a whole lot of hate, a whole lot of insecurity about themselves or about their lives, and then they take it out on other people, right? So, you know, this is what I did, and this is what, you know, if you're a parent and your kid gets bullied, you know, I would say definitely, or if you're a friend of someone who's getting bullied, you know, listen. You know, listen to all of their hurt feelings and frustrations about whatever happened. You know, then talk to them, reassure them about who they are and how much worth that they have. You know, because each of us is uniquely created by God to be here on the planet, right? So when you're dealing with someone who's been bullied, or if you've been bullied yourself, you know, you really need to encourage that person or remind yourself of all the worth that you have, you know, and that when it all comes down, you know, to it, the bully and you, you know, we all have basic human needs and we all have basic talents and gifts. And we all put on our pants one leg at a time, just like everybody else, right? So, you know, discuss bullies, you know? Discuss why they bully, you know, the fact that they're insecure and they bully out of their own fear and insecurity, right? So the correct response may be pity instead of fear and intimidation. You might actually, you know, change the way that you look at the bully, and instead of being afraid or intimidated, pity them, feel sorry for them, you know. They're a sad person in order to be bullying in the first place. You know, and the bully also feeds on fear and intimidation. You know, kind of like some dogs will intimidate you if they feel that you're afraid of them. They'll get even more aggressive with you if they think that you're afraid of them, you know. I think snakes pick up on that too. They're a lot more intuitive and they feel the energy that you're giving off even more. I think that they don't see well, but they feel the energy that you're putting off. So if you confidently walk past them, you know, in a slow and easy manner, rather than, you know, just kind of shrink up in fear, I think that's more intriguing to them, and that also causes them to attack, right? The bully does too. He feeds on fear and intimidation. If he knows that he can intimidate you or your child, and that you're not going to stand up for yourself, then that's really the kind of reaction that he wants. It makes him feel powerful, him or her, right? Makes him feel powerful and strong, like bigger and stronger, right? But if you act as if they don't bother you and take a stance of you're bigger and stronger than them, they back down. Same dynamic, you know? And even if you don't feel really bigger or stronger, you just have to act as if, right? And so what I did with my son is then I helped him plan what he could do about the situation if and when it would happen again. And that's really important, you know, to go, okay, if this happens again, what's my response going to be? How am I going to react? Because, you know, I mean, if it takes you off guard, it takes you off guard and then you don't know. You may actually be afraid and intimidated. You might not do anything but just let the abuse happen, right? But, you know, if you've lived through it, you can learn from it, you know, reason things through in your own head and then get a plan in place. So, anyway, through some more tips here just in a moment. But once again, you've tuned into Pull It Together with Erica Black. It's National Anti-Bullying Month. And today is actually Stomp Out Bullying by Wearing a Blue Shirt Day. It's Blue Shirt Day. And that's always the first Monday of every October. So, you know, we're just focusing on that. It's also National Breast Cancer Awareness Month and Awareness for SIDS, Pregnancy, and Infant Loss. So October's busy here, right? For sure. And I am Erica Black. I'm a certified holistic life coach. My practice is called Pull It Together. And I offer free coaching sessions because I want you guys to have excellent lives. Please get in touch with me. You may call me at 513-646-0767 or email me at youcanpullittogether@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you, hear any ideas, suggestions, comments that you have about the show, and also set up a free coaching session with you. I want you guys to live the best life that you possibly can. I want you to be effective, operating in the energy of love or above. That's how we're really going to change the world for the better. Be out there doing important things to show love and well-being in the world, right? Whatever it is that you do for a living, you can definitely make a difference just by being you and having a great life yourself, right? All right, so get in touch with me and we will schedule your free coaching session. So we're going to go back to the topic at hand, how to stomp out bullying, talking about that. So what I did with my son when he got bullied, you know, I listened to him, right, to him, reassured him about who he was, how much he was worth, discussed with him why bullies bully, you know, the fact that they bully out of fear and insecurity, out of hate, right? So that's a very, very low vibration, right? Very low, low energy. But the correct response is to act as if they don't bother you. Take a stance, know who you are. Take a stance so that you're bigger and stronger than them. And, you know, usually the bullies will back down if they're challenged, right? And then we planned what he could do about the situation if and when it happened again. So first, he needed to develop a sense of bigger and stronger, and I don't care. You know, the act as if principle. It's all about not giving in to fear, but standing firm in your personal power of who and what you are and who God is in you, right? And that's also something, you know, reach out to your higher power. Know that they are bigger and stronger. They're the creator of everything, right? So God is definitely more powerful than the bully. But, you know, it's a personal power, you know, stand in your personal power. And, you know, in order to be able to do that, you know, you need to strengthen yourself as a person, knowing who God made you to be, knowing that God created the bully and God created you also. So really, there's no difference. You're both people on the planet. You know, there's no glory that the bully has that you don't have, right? And, you know, just not giving into fear, you know? And you know, that does really have a whole lot to do with self-esteem. So if you struggle with self-esteem, that is going to be a tough one. Pretty much half do struggle with self-esteem. That's one of the foundational elements that I actually work with my clients on. So please don't hesitate. Go ahead and give me a call. Get into my free coaching session so that I can give you some tools to help you out there. But, you know, I'm gonna say one of the tools is to look in the mirror, to really look at yourself, like not checking out your butt or checking out your hair or your makeup or your clothes. You know, we all check ourselves out in the mirror, right? But really look into your face, look into your eyes, as if, you know, you were looking at someone else. Like, you would look at me, you're not checking out, you know, really what I'm wearing. You're looking into my face, looking into my soul, looking at my person, the person that I am, right? Without, you know, probably without judgment, and with a desire to like and be liked by me, right? So you look at yourself in the mirror the very, very same way. Look into your eyes. And can you, it's just a question, you know, try it. I mean, really do this, you know, mirror meditation. Look at yourself. Can you say, I love you, to yourself? Amazing. Can you do it? You know, I find when I start working with my clients, most of them cannot. I really haven't had one person that's comfortable doing that at first. You know, and that's because your self-esteem is a little skewed. Yesterday at church, even my pastor was getting this great, great message. And, you know, basically he was saying that, you know, we try to do business transactions with God. You know, we either say, hey, I've been really good, I'm a really great person, and you owe me stuff. Or we go, I've been really bad, I've made a lot of mistakes, and I owe you. So then we try to work and do good things to win God's approval. That's not how it works. He's the creator, and he just loves. He just loves, you know. So, but if we feel inadequate or inferior, we feel bad about ourselves, you know, we won't be able to do that. We won't be able to look in the mirror and say, I love you. But it's so, so important. You know, our self-esteem is one of the, it's the very, very first foundation in how we live our lives. Are we always, pardon me, trying to approval seek from other people? You know, that's a question. You know, only we can really answer that for ourselves. But are we trying to approval seek? And so if that's the case, the things that bullies say and do to us will really, really be frustrating to us, and it will knock us out of kilter, because what other people say and think about us are so important, right? You know, we need to stop living from that fear and caring so much about what other people think. I mean, it's not thumbing your nose. It's not doing things that are ridiculous and expecting, you know, I mean, it's not like, okay, we just don't care what anybody else thinks, so we're just going to be big jerks, you know, in the world or whatever. But, you know, I mean, there is a fine line there, but really caring too much about what everybody else thinks is a handicap, you know. So, you know, develop your sense of I'm strong, and I really don't care. I don't care what these people think, you know. If you can't do that, it really does, you know, I mean, there used to be that saying, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. That's not true. Words do hurt, but, you know, you have to consider the force, right? It's coming from a bully. They're trying to put you down to raise themselves up. So what they're saying really isn't even accurate. You know, they're trying to get that reaction out of you. So stand firm in your personal power of who and what you are and who God is in you. And second, you need to clearly define your personal boundaries and be firm in them. You know, think about what you're going to put up with and what you're not going to put up with, who you're going to allow in your personal space and who you're not. I would say if you've been bullied by someone, you know, they're not really, they're not good people to position yourself around, you know. So I would minimize contact with them, you know, as much as possible, and define what your personal boundaries are. And stand firm in that. There's a lot, that's your personal power, right? Next, when you're faced with a similar situation, stand up to the bully. when faced with a bully, instead of taking it personally, because it really isn't about you, it's about the bully's insecurity, just laugh it off. Tell him he's crazy and go on about your day. If that doesn't work, it's not okay that he's doing and saying whatever he's doing and saying. And if that doesn't work, go to appropriate authorities. It's not about revenge or stooping to the bully's level. It's about stopping the offensive action and maintaining your personal power and your own integrity and who you know that you are. You know, and I did tell my son, too, if the bully is physically threatening you and there are no other adults around, you know, there comes a point in time where sometimes you have to defend yourself. And I don't like physical violence, you know, but there are times when the other person forces you to use physical violence as a defense. And, you know, I would say only use that when all else fails. But I did tell my son it was okay if that was the situation that he was in to defend himself. You know, of course, a final thought, and I've heard a few counselors speak on this topic in October's, right? October's past. And I heard one thing that I do disagree with. You know, we talked about sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. The counselors thought that that was true. And, you know, obviously we know that that's not true because kids commit suicide because of what the actions and the words that bullies use against them. You know, it's really pretty serious, you know, that the words can hurt very badly. To minimize those feelings without admitting them and getting them out can cause tremendous damage, right? You know, even, like I said, even children have taken their own lives because they're so tormented by these things, you know. You know, first things first, let's teach our children and ourselves how to process our emotions, right? So once kids know how to handle their emotions, their negative feelings, they can realize how to let these silly lies just roll off their backs instead of internalizing them and causing inner turmoil or even physical harm, right? Bullying is ugly and abusive any way you slice it. I hope these tools are helpful for all who may be in a situation of being bullied and for you parents out there who have children who are dealing with this. You know, everyone's going to experience it in their life at some time, you know. If the world was full of loving, good-hearted, caring people, you know, it would definitely be a better place. You know, that's something that I'm trying to promote in the world for sure. And I know a lot of you are as well. But, you know, there are some really hateful, mean, insecure people that take it out on kind-hearted, soft-spoken people of the world, you know. And so we kind-hearted, soft-spoken people just need to realize where that anger is coming from, so that it doesn't get inside, so we don't internalize it and let it hurt us. Just silly lies that can just roll off of our backs. But, you know, it's a little bit of a process to learn how to deal, you know, with those things. So I hope these tools have been helpful for you today. It's been great being here with you. Wear your blue shirt. It's Blue Shirt Monday on the Anti-Bullying Awareness Month, right? Or Bullying Prevention Month, and, you know, stand up, take a stand, and better yet, say something kind. Throw some love out into the world today and this month and this week. I hope you guys have a great week. Once again, you've tuned in to Pull It Together with Erica Black. I am Erica Black, and I am wishing you the best week possible. I will see you next Monday right here on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great day, everyone. I love you. Goodbye.